Hi, and thanks for listening to the Beauty Revealed podcast, produced by C-Squared Artistry, a brand for women multiplying character and confidence in their lives to reveal their true beauty. Hi, and welcome to today's episode. I'm so glad you're joining in because I wanted to share with you a little bit about how to follow God's will for your life. And particularly if you are a person that has been seeking God and wanting to know where to go in your life, what are some next steps to take and how you actually pursue that, then this is an episode specifically for you. I've been reading over the last couple years, at least the last 5 years now, God has placed in my heart Genesis, and Genesis 22 verses 14 in particular, as well as Genesis 22, 1 through 2. So really that entire section that talks all about Abraham and God giving Abraham the instruction to go to a mountain and to sacrifice his son and to trust him throughout the process. And it really was a test. And you may be feeling right now like, okay, God, I want to know your will for my life. And I want to listen and be obedient to that. And sometimes it's hard to really proceed when you just don't know. And obviously that's a part of faith, right? Faith is being sure of what you hope for and having conviction of the things that you haven't seen yet. And this is exactly the test that God was giving to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. And God told him that he was going to show him. He told him to go and I'll show you the mountain to sacrifice your son on. And at the moment, Abraham didn't know which mountain. He didn't know any of that. But what he did know was the promise that God had given to him when he was Abram. He knew the promise that God gave to him back in Genesis chapter 12, where God said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So God had already given him a promise of his will, of what he will do for him. And I believe that there is something that you can take from that experience that he had in knowing that when God gives you a promise, if God has placed something in your heart and he's already told you what he will do, then that's a promise. And even in our day-to-day lives of knowing what the word will means, when we talk about a living will, it's a document. It's a real legal document that is giving instruction. And it is saying, this is what is to be done in the event of A, B, and C. And there's no question about it. It's already a decision. And in Hebrew, that word will can be traced back to having a meaning of a decision. And so just like Abram in Genesis chapter 12, God was telling him, I will do this. I will do that. Like there was no question about it. It's neat that that word can constitute both something of the future and something that is actually for sure. And so in the very example of God giving Abraham the instruction to go to the mountain and to sacrifice his son, he was telling him, go to these mountains and I will show you. I'll show you where to go. I'll show you what mountain to sacrifice on. And so that made me think that obviously there were many mountains. There were many mountains that he could have chosen. But in order for him to proceed, he first had to take God's word at face value. That I will show you. Go to the mountain that I will show you. And it was a promise, right? It was a promise that God was going to show him where to go. And once Abraham gets to the mountain and he goes to sacrifice his son and God actually provides a ram for him to sacrifice, that's where he decides and says he's called that place a place that is a sacrifice, and where he says, Yahweh Yireh. That's what he ends up, you know, speaking to the Lord and saying, Yahweh Yireh. And on that word, he says, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The Lord will provide. And there's such promise in that, because a few things are important, right? When you're going through a process in your life of trying to figure out where to go and what to do, and hearing from God what His will is, what His decision is, you can be reassured that it's something that is going to happen in the future, and it's something that is a promise, that is a for sure thing. And knowing that it will be provided for you on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided for you, means that you don't want to be placed in a position that you can't receive it. So just like in the story of Abraham, there were no other mountains that God had told him to go to. There was one mountain that God told him to go to. But before God told him which mountain it was, he had to accept the will of God that he was going to give him the instruction. I believe that a promise of God for you and promise of God for me to come is when we're properly placed. We have to be properly placed and positioned in order to receive that promise. And so that means beginning to take some steps that you believe God is showing you to take. And that's where our confidence comes from. If you want to become a woman who is confident and a woman of character, your confidence has to come from a faith that is in God. I truly believe that. And your character, you are a resembling image of God. If you are a child of God, you resemble Him. You're made in His image. You're made in His likeness. And so we have to take the time to get to know the character of God. And I love this character trait, Yahweh Yireh, God who is our provider. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. You know, so I want to encourage you in knowing that if you're trying to figure out what God's will is for your life, you know, and where you should go and what you should do, read the word, because God, he spells it out. Now, the details sometimes of the job to take or the city to move to or the person to date or, you know, how to raise your kids, all these things, there are some details in there that you may not read about in the Bible specifically, but God does give us instruction. And He does give us His Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And so I want to encourage you to just know that as you're going through a process of seeking God and seeking His will in various areas of your life, know that His character is a character of provision and a character of promise. And so that word will, it constitutes something that's going to happen, but it's also something that's for sure. It's also a promise in there. So there's provision and there's a promise in that word will. And God does have a will for you that He will follow through on. And so I know that some of that might be a little bit abstract, you know, very spiritual, top heavy, but I encourage you to really step out on faith, meaning that you are going to take a step to believe everything that you are learning and reading in the Bible, to know that if you're going to become a woman that is truly confident, then you are going to be trusting God. And you're going to say, God, I may not be able to see all of the details and how it's all going to work out, but I trust you that your will be done. That the things that you say to be done will be done. And that I can trust that you are a provider. And I'm not just talking about finances, but provision constitutes so many things. It means open doors. It means other people who are ready to step into certain areas and roles and positions, right? So God being Yahweh Yireh, on the mount of the Lord, it will be provided. Just know that you have to be properly placed. So if God tells you to go to a mountain, he will show you which mountain to go to. Don't just run and fast to the place that you think you're supposed to be. Be patient through the process so God can at least first show you the mountain that he wants you to go to, so that when you get there, you can be ready for the promise to take place and for his provision to come to you. Don't find yourself in an improper placement and position, or else you will forfeit the promise. So I am so excited that you're on this process of becoming a woman of character and a woman of confidence, because who you are today is just the beginning of what you will become tomorrow. And knowing that on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided, you can rest assured that God sees and knows you, and his provision for you goes way beyond anything you could think, dream, or imagine. And that is his love for you, because that is a part of his character. So I hope you're encouraged. I'm so excited for you to go through this process of becoming a woman of character and becoming a woman of confidence and seeing your beauty revealed through every single day that you choose to trust God. You choose to go out there and become the very best person that you can be by his grace, because every single thing that you do in this earth, it does matter, and God sees you and he knows you. And in order for you to become that woman of character and confidence, you've got to learn to know the character of God, and that will fuel your confidence, and that will reveal the true beauty that is on the inside of you. So no matter what you're going through today, no matter what decisions you're trying to sort out, just know that on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. But you must be properly positioned and properly placed so that you do not forfeit the promise of God for your life. So seek him, trust him, spend that time with the Lord, spend that time really being quiet, as I talked about in a previous episode, of just finding some time to pause. Those are things that are just great practices to implement into your life so that you can really be positioned for greatness. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at C2Art. DM me with your questions, with your thoughts. I would love to hear from you. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Have a great day. Bye-bye.